Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. Today we're going to look at one of our under-the-radar pianists, and this is John Towner Williams as a pianist. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. Now, you might be wondering why Nick stressed the Towner in John Towner Williams, and that is because there are quite a lot of John Williamses around. There's, of course, the guitarist, but there's also John Williams, the film composer, and that's the one we're actually talking about, his early career as a jazzer. But there is another Johnny Williams, which he went under. In fact, his dad, John Williams, the composer's dad, was called Johnny Williams and was a jazz drummer. So there's a lot of them. But well, we're not talking about John Thomas Williams. He didn't go by John Thomas, as one might appreciate. Anyway, let's talk about John Williams, the film composer, but jazz. So some people may be surprised to hear that. However, if you think about it, if you think about the opening title to Catch Me If You Can, or the opening title to Tintin, his series Checkmate, the TV series he scored, or even the Cantina tune in Star Wars, all of those show he's very much au fait with jazz. And he was in that period of time when people like Andre Previn were playing jazz, and being a multifaceted musician who also played jazz wasn't that uncommon. So what did he do? Well, he played as a jazz pianist. He did record his own albums, mostly under the name Johnny Williams. One was called Jazz Beginnings, one was called World on a String, and the John Towner Touch. But really, he was a studio musician who also played a bit of jazz, and he played on some incredible film scores. He's the piano player on Peter Gunn, he's the piano player on Breakfast at Tiffany's, Days of Wine and Roses, Charade, The Sweet Smell of Success, and To Kill a Mockingbird. He's all over the place. The Apartment, Blake Edwards films, The West Side Stories, the piano player on. Anyway, all of those things are sort of jazz-related as well, aren't they, really? I mean, West Side Story is quite a jazzy orchestral score. And you can actually see him as relief pianist in the Jazz Club Waldos in the 1950s series, 1959, actually, so nearly 60s. Johnny Staccato in episode one. I'll put a link into the beginning of episode one, and you can see John Cassavetes hand over the reins to a young, almost bald by then, Johnny Williams. But in the band, it was supposed to be in New York, but they were all West Coasters. Pete Candoli, Barney Kessel, Shelly Mann, Red Mitchell, Red Norvo, and Johnny Williams on piano. Anyway, why did he stop being a jazz pianist? Probably because that was never his main interest. And when you listen to him, Fresh Sounds, if you know them, they're very West Coast, they're doing their best to keep jazz alive, particularly West Coast archival stuff. The Jazz Beginnings 2-CD set has all of those albums on. John Williams had an incredible left hand. There's a version that he does of Caravan, or one of those tunes that goes fast. He's playing block chords in the right hand, and the left hand is like a cello sonata. He's sort of going up and down. Incredible left hand. But, you know, that not a lot was called for. And I did mention the four pianos thing with Russ Freeman, Marty Paich, and Johnny Williams. And who was the fourth pianist? I can't remember who the fourth pianist was. That's naughty. Anyway, there were some pretty weird albums in that period. And John Williams did a really good jazz-adjacent album of arrangements for Columbia called Rhythm in Motion. And it's got it's early explorations of stereo with percussionists on both sides, the band in the middle. It's kind of orchestra meets big band. They're interesting arrangements, and they show his theme development. Anyway, run out of time. Listen to John Williams, the pianist. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.